Did you guys party hard after Monday?
No, I don't really. I mean, it's nice that Kansas, the state of Kansas, gets a win in a national title, but no, I just was pretty much indifferent after Monday. But hey, six or four national titles, depending on who you ask. Not too bad, not too shabby. Could be worse.
Okay, I saw that. What's the first two?
In 1922 and 1923, they did
Oh,
some.
those don't count.
Yeah, they were national titles, but they it was before they call, and that before they called them the NCAA national titles or whatever. So
It's
it's
kind
six or four.
of like how the Super Bowl champion they call the world champion.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, kind of like that.
Or how ND2 is called national, even
Yeah,
though it's
it's national
a
because everyone's invited to play.
Mm.
As long as you fit within certain
Only
geographical regions.
top tier teams from Kansas and Nebraska show up.
And Oklahoma, come on.
True.
And then that random team from way out in like Kentucky or something.
Well, they heard it was national, so they're like, we gotta be there.
But never anyone from Texas because they'd be too good.
Did you see the little video of like the really, I can't remember his name, but North Carolina's best player when he hurt his foot in the last game? How they were saying it looked like the floor kind of bent in too much.
You can see the floor like buckle.
Yeah,
Are you talking about Baycott, like the big fella?
yeah. Like I couldn't tell if it, yeah, if it actually did kind of mess up or if that's just what it looks like all the time. I wish they had an
It
angle
looked
from the
weird to
other
me.
side.
Swimming in
Yeah,
the
I mean,
ocean.
it looked weird to me when I saw it, but like, I saw an article saying inspected it and said it was fine. So, but maybe they're just trying to cover themselves, you know?
Yeah, I guess I don't know how that works. Can players get insurance now with their NIL stuff? Like if they get hurt, is their NIL contracts in jeopardy so they can get insurance if they get hurt now?
I don't know.
I know colleges have insurance for their students because I know one of my friends is an international student and she gets health care, so I would assume that it'd be the same for their collegiate athletes, but who knows?
Are we ta Have you guys talked about the game yet or just kind of getting into it?
I just
I know
asked
I'm
him if
late.
they how much they partied. Garrett said he flipped a couple cars, but that was about it.
Nothing too crazy.
Andrew said about as
Yeah.
much as he usually does.
Yep. Well, I stopped watching at halftime.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Did you turn it back on?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what you're saying is you're a fair weather fan.
Yes. I mean, actually, this year I didn't really watch many of the games until the tournament because I don't really have a way to.
Joe, do you have any thoughts on the game you'd like to share?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think so. Like, I was obviously pulling for KU because I'm from Kansas, and even though I'm a K-State fan, when it comes to the NCAA tournament, I think you pull for your team, which would be K-State, and then KU because it's a Kansas team, or Wichita State's there, and then Big 12 teams. I feel like that's the way it should be. I know that there are some people, I don't know if this is you guys or not, but that they're like, "Oh, I'm a K-State fan or I'm a KU fan." So even in the NCAA tournament, I want them to lose. And I just feel like you got to outgrow that. That's like a childish way to view things. I think that KU fans should support K-State when K-State makes it, you know, especially because we don't make it that often. And K-State fans should support KU, especially when they're in the championship game. It was a lot of fun. I couldn't believe they came back. Great coaching by Bill Self. And the way he maneuvered his players, knowing that he could outlast North Carolina because they only had five people, basically. And he had, yeah, obviously a deeper bench. You know, just great, great coaching, great game, a lot of fun. And it was nice to see Bill go hug his mom and, you know, crying and stuff because Bill Self lost his dad this season. So it was a nice moment. So overall, a lot of fun. I enjoyed it a lot.
It was, and yeah, even like if you're not like a KU or North Carolina fan, that was a good game.
Yeah.
Because you thought it was going to be a blowout, and then it kind of, KU went on a run and tightened it up, and then literally throughout the entire second half, it was kind of like a back and forth slugfest until the end came down to the wire. And they even, DeJuan Harris even almost tried his best to give North Carolina the game by stepping out of bounds with like 4 seconds left, you know? And I was like, oh my gosh, like they went all the way back and they're going to make a three and tie it, and we're going to go to overtime. But not quite.
I'll be honest, yeah, when he stepped out, like I was like, oh my gosh, if they tie it, like I still thought KU would win in overtime because they had they
that
didn't
big
have as
guy
much
got hurt.
Yeah, and they didn't have as much foul trouble. And
yeah,
I mean Mannix playing with a concussion basically, like I feel like in championship games, like concussion protocols and like medical stuff goes out the window. Like there's no, they didn't sub him out. He's concussed on the floor. He's probably got like a brain bleed and they're like, keep playing. You can play third. And he's like, I got this coach.
Yeah. All right. Duck it up.
That would have killed me if, what's his name? Mac, the big fella for KU.
McCormick.
Yeah. If he had elbowed me in the head, I would have died.
Yeah, I know. Dude, when I saw that replay, I was like, it was obviously incidental, but I'm like, oh my gosh, that looked brutal.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, yeah. But he, you know, credit to North Carolina because they were not the second best team in the tournament.
No.
But
they got
played,
hot.
Yeah, they played well, you know, throughout. They were not as good as Duke, but they made it, you know. So good for them, good for their coach, first year coach. But
yeah, and isn't that like why we love March Madness?
Yeah,
is because, you know, any team, well, not really any team, but you know what I mean? Like most teams on a good day can beat any team in that tournament if that team isn't playing their best, and you can capitalize and go a long ways in the tournament, make it really fun and destroy a lot of people's brackets.
Yep. No, it was fun. I heard a rumor. There's a rumor that Duke, Coach K might come back one more year. I don't think he will, but it's like that would just be kind of lame.
Anticlimactic. I wouldn't do that, dude.
Yeah, you had your goodbye tour.
Yeah,
and it is kind of funny that I guess North Carolina is the team. It's his first loss ever as a Duke head coach back in, you know, 47 years ago, and then they beat him for his last home game ever at Duke, and then they knocked him out of the tournament, which is it's kind of funny.
So poetic.
Yeah.
If you're a North Carolina fan.
Yeah.
If you're a Duke fan,
yeah,
you hate that.
Yeah. Roy Williams is somewhere, you know, laughing himself to sleep. He's having a good time.
With his mask on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Someone tweeted, Roy Williams is the only guy in a stadium of 80,000 people wearing a mask right now. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, he is right now. So he's safe.
Yeah.
He's good.
He's good. Yeah, he's good. It's all right. He's,
yeah.
You know, does K-State has they have a national title in equestrian, right?
I don't know. The Pogues might know
Alex,
better than I.
Caleb.
I mean, I think. Well, I don't even know that, but I know.
Pretty sure
that we. I feel like I know more that we have national titles in crop judging more than equestrian. Because that's more that's more a sport than equestrian.
Crop judging, really? And meat, something with meat.
Meat
as
judging.
Well. Yeah, that one just happened over the weekend.
Yeah,
13 years in a row.
15?
13, I think.
Oh, 13. Damn. Man. God damn. So we got 15 years in a row. That's like Kansas state of Kansas has like 21 national titles or 19, depending on who you're asking.
Meat animal evaluation team.
Let's just say we have a national title. We don't have to say what it is.
Hey, works for me.
It's a big deal for the kids that want it, and I'm proud of them.
All that matters.
Yeah.
All that matters.
I think
go ahead.
What they need to do for the NCAA tournament is if you're the 2 seed and you beat if you're the 15 seed and you beat the 2 seed, you take their place in the bracket. And we need to make it so, we need to figure out a way for the end to make it, because even if some upsets happen early on, it seems like usually they fade out, you know, by the time you get to the Elite Eight and Final Four. We need more St. Peter's in the Final Four. So how do we go about doing that? We need to have some kind of advantage for the higher seeded teams.
How about if the lower seed upsets somebody, they get their choice of who they get to play next?
I guess I was going to say, you make it like NFL where, you know, you don't really know for sure how the bracket's set up. It depends on who beats who, kind of thing.
You could set it up where everything is scripted, or like, you know, how they currently have it set up. Everyone knows who they're playing in the first round. But then once the upsets start, then the lowest seed, so like the St. Peter's, they were a 16 seed, right?
15.
Or 15 something, yeah. So like a 15 seed, once they won, they could choose who they get to play of the remaining teams that won in the first round. So they could pick, I don't know, who was somebody that was bad. And then they would have to keep winning. And then if you got to somebody that was like an 8 or a 9, it was like an 8 seed and like a 6 seed, the 8 seed would get to pick, and just so on and so forth.
You could do like, you know how it says like what team is favored to win and by how much, like, you know, KU's favored to win by 10 or whatever. Whoever they're playing against gets spotted those 10 points. So like if KU's like projected to win by 20 against like some no-name team, that team gets 20 points to start in the tournament.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a big advantage, but I like where we're going with it.
Yeah, that played out.
So like these like 16 versus 1 seeds where it's like a 25 point, you know, favored. Yeah, you might win. You're going to have to earn it though.
Maybe.
You get a couple power plays throughout the game where you go 5-on-4 for 2 minutes. You get one power play a half.
That would be funny. Or like if you score in the next 30 seconds it counts as 10 points or something.
It's kind of like,
yeah. Make more interesting.
I think we've talked about the banana baseball team.
Savannah Banana.
Yeah, the Savannah Bananas.
No.
Okay, well, are they like, I don't know what division they are, but they're, you know, a low division baseball team that they basically are, it's like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. Like the umpires out there like dancing to music and they're doing synchronized dances like right before the pitch, but it's where baseball needs to go to keep Americans interested.
It's an official minor league team, isn't it?
I don't know if it's like, you know, double A or below that. I don't know. But if baseball needs to be more exciting.
Yeah, I don't know what we need to do to make baseball more exciting, but that sport is just, and this is coming from somebody who, like, that was the first sport I played was baseball. I started like 4 years old, and the only reason I didn't play in high school is because we didn't have a baseball team.
But an American collegiate summer baseball team.
What is that?
I have no idea.
I'm sending you a video that just kind of highlights it, but I don't know. Even
it just actually looks like fun.
Hey, I'm all for fun.
If you had to get rid of one major sport? Would it be baseball?
The major sport. Oh my gosh, the Savannah Bananas are playing in Kansas City.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's sold out.
Like, do they play against the T-Bones or what?
That's what I was trying to figure out. I don't know. It just says World Tour Kansas City, Kansas. Every game they play is sold out.
Well, of course. Look how much fun they're having.
Man, I'm going to find tickets. I'm going to that game now. I just decided.
You guys think the Chiefs Stadium will move into Kansas? The Kansas territory?
It wouldn't surprise me either.
They can have it at this point. I don't need
Kansas.
I don't need to have my taxes in Missouri doubled just so we can keep the Chiefs Stadium here.
That's a good point.
Make Joe pay for it.
Like I pay taxes.
he don't pay taxes.
I mean, I don't understand what, you know, if they're going to build a new stadium or if they're moving the Royals downtown, then why don't they just tear down the K and just build a whole new stadium right next to Arrowhead and then tear Arrowhead down?
They should move the baseball stadium downtown and have football there.
I'm not a huge fan of the idea of the baseball stadium being downtown just because I don't know. I feel like it'd be annoying because it's already sucky to park for anything downtown.
Yeah, but that's what every, like, baseball major league team is doing. Like, pretty much all their stadiums are downtown. Because I think that helps with attendance, too. Because they say, hey, there's the stadium. You want to go to a game? Lord knows Royals need help with attendance and being good again.
I don't know. I don't, like, everyone's all excited about the downtown stadium. Well, I guess there's mixed feelings about it, but it just seems like why? Why can't we just keep what we already have?
Yeah. I don't know.
Somebody's got money to spend.
Crap.
Money to
spend. Okay, I found one ticket available for the Savannah Bananas versus Kansas City Monarchs. Guess how much it is?
$200.
It's $251 for one ticket.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. How many people are, I mean, like, how many people does it seat? Like, is it like a tiny little arena? Or?
It's where the T-Bones, T-Bones used to play.
Huh.
What do you mean? Yeah, I mean, it's just not a big baseball stadium. But when the game's on Saturday, $300 and $351.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Holy crap.
I mean, you're getting everything, though. You're getting a baseball game. You're getting dancing, comedy, entertainment. It's a package deal.
Yeah, baseball, I think, would be very fun to play, but just not. It's just hard to watch. Especially going to a game in, like, summer when it's hot out. Like, it's just miserable.
Yeah. Well, here anyways. I'm sure in L.A. it's absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
No, I think, they need to do something to make it more interesting. Either make it, like, easier to, like, steal bases or, I don't know.
Make it faster, shorten the game.
Fast-paced. Yeah, like, a shot clock, like a pitch clock. Like.
Yeah, they've talked about that. Don't they have one? But it's, like, 50 seconds.
I don't know. But, make it, like, 10 seconds. So, like, as soon as, like, the ball, like, as soon as the umpire, like, gives the okay, like, that last play is dead. You got 10 seconds, so you got to get the ball to him and, like, have him chuck it, you know? And the batter's got to run up, too, because you could throw it before he's there and just get an easy strike, you know?
Yeah.
I think that could be more fun. And that way you wouldn't really have to shorten the innings, or, you know, you could still have 9 innings because it's so much faster.
So
make it work a little.
I heard on the radio they think it's going to speed up the games now, rather than, like, having signs from the catcher to the pitcher. They have, like, a communication system that, like, the catcher pushes a button and it just reads out, like, in a monotone voice, you know, sinker or fastball or step off the plate and stuff like that. They think that's going to speed it up somehow, but they're trying it this year. It's new.
Good idea.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Seems like that doesn't really save any time. I mean, I guess
that's what I would argue.
unless their hand signals are really, really complicated and take a long time. But I don't know. You guys ready to cheer on Tiger Woods tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
America's most looked up to father, husband, man.
Hey, he's doing much better than Will Smith right now. I think he's probably it's been so long since his escapades that I think people are, you know, you just kind of forget. It's kind of the beauty of it, you know? Like, look at what's his name? The comedian that got in trouble for doing the one thing. Louis C.K. He just won like not a Grammy, but like something.
Wait, are we talking about the sorry, I had my headphones off for a second. I was talking to Cadence. What I miss?
Everything.
We're cheering for Tiger Woods tomorrow because he's a great guy.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd be cool with him winning.
Golf.
Speaking of Louis C.K., though, and masturbating. I'm sure you've all seen, because we all are big news watchers, the passenger on the Southwest flight that had a 3-hour flight and was arrested after the flight for masturbating on the plane.
Oh, yes.
Not once, not twice, not 3 times, but 4 times. And I know what you're thinking, okay? I know you're like, suspicious, 4 times to the bathroom on a 3-hour flight? No, he didn't go to the bathroom. He did it right in his seat to save time. I know what you're thinking, okay? Masturbating 4 times in 3 hours is a lot. However, he did that all in the first hour of the flight.
I swear.
And I know what you're thinking. Well, at least he was sitting by himself without anyone else in the row. You'd be wrong again. Because there was a lady sitting next to him. And I know what you're thinking. He's probably kind of discreet about it. It's kind of awkward. No, no, no. He asked her if it was okay with her. And she said, allegedly, I guess it doesn't make much of a difference. I don't know. I don't know why. But
really?
Yeah.
So no. If you had your choice, you would just... say it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. So, I don't know if she thought he was like kidding or what, or didn't know what to say. So then he masturbated 4 times and I guess fell asleep in between one of the episodes. And so she like got her phone out, and like took pictures or something, or maybe took pictures of him doing it. And then when he fell asleep, showed it to like the flight attendant and asked for a new seat. And so I guess he's been banned from Southwest for life, which is, you know, it's, seems harsh, but yeah. So I guess the question that we need to ask ourselves, and America needs to ask itself, is how many times is too many on a flight? I mean, is 4 the limit, or is it, should it be more or less?
Well, I think we have to take into account how long the flight is.
3 hours.
You're saying it's a per
like
hour?
If it's a longer flight.
Well, yeah, we can't say per flight because not all flights are the same time. So
Let's flights are created equal, Joe.
Okay. Let's say per hour then, I guess.
I think it's pretty easy to say the allowable number of times is however many times the beverage cart comes by. Because, you know, for longer flights, they do it at least a couple times. So...
Okay, that's fair. I do feel like, though, if it's less than an hour, I think you can tough it out and wait.
It's
longer
very,
than an hour,
it's
you know,
not
it's
not very many flights. Game. What happens if it's a 45-minute scheduled flight, but you have a delay? You sit on the runway for 30 minutes.
The clock starts ticking as soon as you're in your seat.
Okay. So if you board early...
Yeah. That's all you gotta. Yeah,
you board with your
good
family
for
priority boarding, and then
you have a reward. But that brings up other questions about the culture at large. I think, like other prominent people that have been caught masturbating publicly, Garrett mentioned Louis C.K. I guess he would ask women if he could masturbate with them in the room. And I guess they said yes. Still kind of creepy. Not going to lie. But is that... I feel like if that's like something where they're like, yeah, that's fine. Is that worse than like, if they just have sex, right? He's not in trouble.
Yeah.
But if he's like, you know what?
Well,
I'd like to pleasure myself. And the only way I want you to be involved, but you don't have to do anything. And suddenly he's in trouble.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I guess the only people that know what really happened or, you know, what went on there is those two women and Louis C.K. So
yeah,
if they said it was okay, I don't really know why they're complaining later. I get it. It's I guess at the same time, like it's really weird. But like if I don't know why you would say yeah, that's fine. If unless you were really, really, really okay with it. I feel like that's something that's not, you know, if I asked you like, hey, do you mind if I come by and let's, you know, hang out at your house for like a little bit? Like, yeah, sure. That's pretty much a no brainer. But
yeah,
I feel like this is probably something you probably want to take us, you know, think about just a couple times. Yeah. Just, you know, just make sure.
And it's pretty easy. If you're like, man, I just don't know. Then just say, yeah, I'd rather you not. I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah.
But anyway, like Louis C.K. got canceled, served his time. Now he's back in comedy, you know, good for him. But that's not the most prominent public masturbator. Talking, of course, about Larry Tubin for CNN, who was on a Zoom call during the pandemic with his colleagues. And Larry, being a little bit older, I guess didn't know how Zoom calls work.
Mm.
He thought the video was one way or something like that.
Mm.
So during the Zoom call, he decided to masturbate. On the call with one female coworker, and I don't know if the other one was a dude or a girl. And I don't know. I'm sure the video has been scrubbed from the internet. I thought I wanted to look it up, but I just don't know. Like, how do you not know like what's happening? Like, how do you not know like that you're like surely like their facial expressions like during the Zoom call would give it away. Like, man, they're kind of looking at the computer weird. But nonetheless, he did that. He was suspended for a short time and is now back at CNN, you know, because we can all move on, I think. And I think he even did like a panel with one of the girls that was on the call. And they talked about it, which like to me is like so cringy and awkward.
Oh, that's so...
Because his excuse was, I didn't know the camera was turned on. Which like that makes it okay.
Yeah, I don't understand what are we doing as humans? You know,
I don't
what are
know.
We doing?
The circle back though, the guy on the flight, I don't think it's pretty weird, but like compared to like everybody else and people that are like in media and in entertainment that are like celebrities, he's probably like, well, they get away with it. It's probably okay.
I expect this from a guy, you know, on a random guy on a Southwest flight. I'd expect better out of Jeffrey Toobin and Louis C.K. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yep. I don't know. As a culture, I think we've sunk a long way.
If that incident would have happened on a Spirit flight, it wouldn't even have been news.
That's every
day on a Spirit flight. That's just... The only thing that you're paying for,
pay for.
Yeah, I was gonna make a really bad joke there, but I'm not gonna.
Nope.
I'm gonna keep.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you complain on a Spirit flight about that, they're like, and what's your point? We're all doing it. I already did.
So what?
It cost you 50 cents to get on this flight. Okay, stop complaining.
Sir. I saw, you know, those cars that drive around with the baby on board bumper stickers that they put on the back. I know those are supposed to be, I assume that's supposed to kind of be like notification for everyone else. Like, hey, slow down, drive a little safer.
Mm.
But what if people just did the complete opposite of that and just were like, okay, there's a baby on board. All right, let's target that car.
Well, that's what Democrats do.
I think that the actual
there's a baby on board. That one got away.
Is it under 9 months? Is it under 9 months old? Because
right.
That's my cutoff.
How old's your infant? Are you on the way home from the hospital? Not too late. Bam.
I think the intent of that is for first responders, kind of like how they have stickers on windows and houses, mm-hmm. or at least they used to. I guess I haven't seen any in a long time, but it's kind of like the Ryan Regan with the, you know, show horses on board or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we got people in here, but watch out. Did you guys see the question that they were asking in Who Would Win a Race where you had to eat one hot dog and then run 100 meters between Usain Bolt and the hot dog, what's his name? The Chestnut, Joey Chestnut. So if you have to eat a hot dog and then run 100 meters, you can do it, you know, you can eat the hot dog at the beginning or the end. Who would win between Joey Chestnut and Usain Bolt?
I honestly think Joey Chestnut would, because he gets that down in less than a second. Mm-hmm. And I think Usain's taken at least, I don't know, at least 2 or 3 seconds. And a 100-meter race is like Joey's probably not going to run it in less than, like, he's probably going to run it in maybe 12 seconds, right? 13 seconds? If he gets to train for it.
Yeah.
And what is Bolt running in, like, 9 or 10? I mean, it'd be close, but I think Joey takes it.
I mean, he ran it in he did run it in 9.58. But okay, he'd probably so be slower 10, now.
Man. Yeah, 10 or 11.
I don't know, just... I mean, I think that it would take him longer to run that than he's. I mean, he's not in good shape, Joey Chestnut.
Yeah,
he's.
I don't know. I haven't seen a picture of him in a while. Is he?
I mean, he's just older, and I think he's taller too. Like, I just think he would have a hard time accelerating, but I think it'd be close.
You eat it before, right?
You can choose to do it either one, but I'd say so it probably would make sense to run the 100 and then eat it so you can get a better starting position to kick off.
I feel like you're out of breath though. Like you get there and you're panting trying to eat the hot dog. I feel like you eat it before and
yeah.
then go.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to solve this is we need to go to a track and each do it both ways, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just compare all our individual times to see which time we're faster.
For science.
Yeah, I think it's important to give us a clue as to, you know, who would win between two other random people.
I think we need to do it.
I do have a question for you guys. I meant to ask you when we were talking about the basketball game. Were you guys both rooting for KU?
I assume you guys as in me and Caleb?
Yeah. Well, I know the Swickards were, and I've already said I was.
No, I was not.
I was
not. Alex, see?
See,
this is what I was talking
see
about.
Joe? I think part of it that just makes it so hard is not just because they're the sports enemy, but also just like KU as a school is just so like their ideology is you just don't want them to succeed. You're cheering for the liberals, Joe.
Well, I don't know about that.
You don't know about that?
No, I don't think that they recruit their basketball players based on political ideology. I think they recruit based on how well they can put the basketball in the goal.
It's not the basketball players that I have a problem with. It's the fan base in general is more left leaning.
I mean, that's like every college. Like, do you think UNC is any better? Like, I mean, that's like every school like in the country.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know, but I don't have to interact with them more regularly.
Yeah, I just feel like when it comes to like colleges and college students, I hate college kids. They're the worst. Sure. I hate high school kids, sure. Also. I don't know. I just hate everybody. Anywho, they're all going to be stupid. They're all going to be liberal because they don't know any better. They're all idiots. But I don't think it's like, I don't think there's a huge gap between like North Carolina or KU, you know, in regards to like their political ideology. And there's liberals at K-State too. Maybe not as many. Maybe it's more conservative, but it's still the average student at K-State is far more liberal than anyone on this podcast.
That's true.
You're right. I don't want anyone to win the tournament ever, ever again. I mean, to be honest, all the basketball teams are probably the most, they're the ones who are the most conservative capitalists because they're just there to make the money.
Yeah, yeah. Most people on the KU or K-State basketball team or any sports teams probably don't care about politics at all. They don't give a crap. You know, if they're at a big school, they're there so they can get a chance to make it pro, you know, in the NBA or go to Europe or something like that. And because they love basketball. They don't give a crap about who won or who's, you know, unless it affects them personally, they're not going to care at all. Okay.
Right.
Except for women's sports, they do, but that's, you know, that's different.
Okay. Here's if you guys were a girl, which sport would you play and why?
Like, am I a girl, but I had the athletic ability that I had like back in high school. So I like,
yes. Yeah.
It'd be okay.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, if you play basketball, you get jailed in Russia, so that's not really a great.
Only if you have cocaine or something.
Is she still over there?
Yeah.
I think so. She can face I made a big deal about it.
Free Britney.
I forgot about it, so I never checked.
Yeah, well, I think that's pretty much what's happened over here, too. We've just forgotten about her.
Joe Biden's like, wait, is she still over there?
What?
Shoot. I knew we forgot something
about that. Like, oh well.
You're like, you just talked to Putin on the phone. You know, I forget. It was on the list. I forgot. Okay, I didn't bring it up.
On my list. I don't know.
Call him back. I'm not gonna call him back. Okay.
Oh,
I'm not calling him back.
We have another call next month. It's fine. She can wait. Not that big of a deal. Golly.
Well, write her parents a letter and I'll sign it.
God, you guys act like she's in prison or something. Fine.
Okay, if I was a girl,
uh-huh,
I feel like it would be soccer.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because my ability as a basketball player, sure, I would be an all-star for Cornerstone. Be dropping 30 bombs, right?
30 bombs.
Yeah.
30 goals a game?
No, like in basketball, I'm saying
okay.
I would be, yeah, okay. I'd be putting up big numbers just with speed alone. Like, but you go to college, and it's gonna get harder for me, man. I'm just not, because I wasn't that good at basketball, right? And so I feel like I could, maybe I'd train more. So I don't know, but I feel like I could go further in soccer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alex.
So you're just saying, what do you think, you know, your ability that you have? Was that the intent of the original question, or
yeah,
are you just
so
saying, like, if you could be really good at one of the sports, what would it be?
The question is, if you had your peak physical ability, whatever that was, if that was in high school, if that was shortly after, whenever that was, what sport would you want to play as a female?
Like, I want to say, you know, maybe like golf, but I really don't think that I could not make a collegiate golf team, I don't think, because golf
as
is much, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I don't think that men have that much more. You know, it's not like it's that much as about strength. Like, you know, if you're
yeah,
playing from women's tees, like, it's more about your accuracy and putting. You know, I mean, there's a lot more it's a lot closer for that. So I don't think I would necessarily make a competitive collegiate golf team at the peak of my golfing ability. So if you're asking if I'm, you know, but if I'm 6 foot and I could go play basketball on Joe's team, I think I'd have a better shot with that, even though I was not very good at basketball or soccer. You know, I think that would probably be the obvious one that we would have the best chance of being good at.
Right.
And we probably could, you know, or we would probably be able to play on a top level collegiate team.
I feel like Garrett could do basketball, though, because he was quick enough and he could score. Like, he's just got that. His speed is, he's fast enough and quick enough that, like, high school, of course, he's going to dominate. College, he's still going to be up there.
I guess this is just a weird question to me.
I don't know. I just thought about it.
Like, you're just basically just asking, like, what, I mean, you're basically just asking what sport do you think you were the best at? Go play, you know, you can go play this in a considered to be easier league.
Well, I mean, you chose golf. Do you think golf was your best sport? I thought soccer was your best sport.
So no, I mean, soccer, like, I mean, I guess to me, because
okay, if at everything.
I mean, you know, you probably make more money as a professional. Like, if you were just asking me, you can go have the, you know, amazing ability in whatever women's sport you want to. You know, do you want to be the best woman golfer in the world, the best woman volleyball player in the world, the best woman, you know, that to me is a different question than just, oh, what do you think you were the best at? Go play women's whatever.
I'd like to change my answer to sand volleyball.
I do like sand volleyball.
You have the body fun. For that, for sure.
Yeah, I don't think Joe would even stand a chance in there.
Nah, I wouldn't. They're too tall and good. I suck at volleyball.
What about you, Caleb? What are you picking?
I was thinking soccer. I feel like they get the most attention and money.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think women's soccer is actually ahead of men's soccer in terms of, like, funding and just, like, I feel like more girls in the U.S. want to play soccer than men. I feel like our men typically the most athletic men gravitate towards basketball and football, and that's why soccer kind of lacks a little bit. Even baseball, probably to some extent.
Yeah, that's the problem. There's so many. So, like, for men, there's football, which, like, is the king, right? And then there's basketball,
I would say. Yeah.
And there's baseball, and there's hockey, and then, you know, and there's soccer. And then for women, the only pro sports really out there are soccer and basketball, and nobody wants to play in the WNBA.
No one knows it exists.
Yeah, but there's not. I don't even know. Is there professional softball? It's not a thing that's talked about ever. So
I've never heard
of
it.
They don't play rugby or football. So
well, I know there's a national soccer team. So I would assume that there's some kind of.
I think they just pull from colleges, don't they?
Looks like there's a new league starting in June.
Yeah.
For, like, professional women's softball?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there might be, like, because, you know, it's popular, softball is, but it's not on the same level as baseball. And so there's just fewer major options for female athletes. And soccer happens to be the most prominent one, I think.
Yeah. Andrew, what's your pick?
So it's with our abilities that we have right now.
Well, whatever your peak was. So obviously we don't know when you can kind of guess.
Andrew's like peaking right now.
Yeah.
Whenever your physical peak was. Physical, mental, IQ, all those things all combined into one. The one perfect specimen.
I mean,
Captain America.
I guess soccer, even though I wasn't that good at soccer or any sport, but with soccer, I feel like you could get away with not being that skilled and just play defense.
You're just one of 11 that nobody will notice.
Yeah. Yeah, less of an impact.
But going back to the men choosing sports, I think also if you're a smaller town, you probably don't have a soccer team. You have, you know, a football team or even an 8-man football team if you're a really small school, and you probably have basketball and wrestling, and those are your options. Like, there's not going to be a soccer, or, you know, they probably have baseball too. So, like, there's a lot of just small towns that aren't contributing to the soccer population too.
Right. Yeah, that's true. It's almost like we're like a third world country when it comes to soccer. It'd be like, Zimbabwe starting their own like actual football, not, you know, soccer, but like American football team, and then like trying to compete against the best players from the United States. We're just like behind like the rest of the world when it comes to soccer, and I wish we would catch up.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're making progress. We have some good players that are young. Christian Pulisic is one.
Yeah, he's really good.
What's that other guy that he's like 19 or 20? Jivan or G, starts with a G, I think. I think he plays over in Europe too. But we got some guys playing over in Europe. They're getting better. Right, yeah. So I think it'll just take time to get to that point. But I think we're improving slowly.
Yeah.
Well, the issue is everybody's under the age of 25. That's good. And they're still intermixing too many MLS guys. They need to just switch that up. But it's also like, I mean, I can probably go more in depth, but I probably won't. But like CONCACAF, just the way they play is a more physical, dirty game than over in Europe, where it's more possession and classy and like more artistic is a good way to put it.
A beautiful game.
It's the beautiful game over there.
Yeah.
But over here, it's more, you know, we're playing with fields of weeds and mud.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not countries that have a bunch of money. And these fans that are literally storming the field, killing each other for rivalries and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I get, I'm with you. And the problem is we take half our players from Europe that played over in Europe that play the beautiful game, and the other half in the MLS, and so they're playing two different kinds of football.
Correct. So it just seems like, you know, before World Cup this year, you know, they have like the Champions League, like CONCACAF Champions League or whatever tournament is. So like, if you really want to be prepared for the World Cup, I think that you need to keep those guys playing together. And I know that's not what they're going to do. They're probably going to play like the B team or the C team again, like they did for the Gold Cup. Mm-hmm. They're pulling mostly MLS players just because they don't want their guys to get hurt, which is understandable.
Right. Makes sense.
Because McKennie is hurt and Reina is hurt. DK is kind of hurt. Those are all three, you know, European players that aren't going to get the minutes if they're all hurt.
Right.
I think we're to the point where we can play closer to the level in Europe, though. Like, because, okay, so I think it was 2010, we had like Landon Donovan and Clint Dempsey, and we played American-style soccer, and we played it well, you know. And then we tried to transition to European-style football, and we didn't even make the World Cup because it was growing pains. And now we've made the World Cup, we're looking good, so I think we're close. We're not there yet, but we're close.
Well, I mean, that roster was also super old, you know, 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was a crappy roster.
So, you know, that roster just wasn't great since that was... Yeah. I mean, what, Pulisic was 21?
Yeah.
If that, he was probably 20 when they're doing the trials. So, I mean, it's just tough.
Should have stuck with soccer. It's our fault, boys. We were the last bastion, last hope for humanity, and we quit soccer.
When is Cornerstone going to start letting dudes play on the girls' team? If they say they're girls.
I'd be interested to see when that happens.
Somebody's going to bring it up to the board and like, oh, I don't know about that.
Ooh, you need to write an apology letter.
I'm kidding. That will never happen. Well, I don't know. I've been out of Cornerstone for a long time. Who knows what it's like?
How many times have we said that? That'll never happen.
Yeah, that's true.
I
years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll never happen. And then it's happening.
Yeah. Oh, well, boys, I am tired. It's good to hear your voices.
You know why you're tired, Joe? It's because you're up at 7 a.m. streaming.
Hey, if you see me on there, how come you're not supporting me, huh?
Joe,
in, toss me a comment.
I do.
Toss me a couple of likes. Go ahead and sub.
Joe, I do. I get on and I comment, get a job, get a life. But you don't ever reply. You just keep looking at your game.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
I want to interact with you, but you're too busy playing. You need to appreciate me when I click on your stream.
Okay. Tomorrow morning, I'll be on. I'll respond to all comments, okay?
There we go. That's a true friend.
I'll answer any questions. I'll respond to all comments.
I like this. I'm gonna, any I'm question? Tomorrow.
What time are you going to be streaming?
Maybe I'll sleep in. Let's try 7:10.
Oh my gosh. Till when?
All day. Probably 11. 10 or 11.
Okay.
All right, I'll be there.
Okay.
All right, boys.
Bye.
Bye.